So I speak. I do a little short buzzing and then speak.
Vaishnava Thakura Doyal Shagara Edashe Karuna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Shagara Edashe Karuna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Shagara Edashe Karuna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Shagara Edashe Karuna Kori Diya Padashaya Shodohe Amaya Tomar Choron Dhori Diya Padashaya Shodohe Amaya Tomar Choron Dhori Tomar Choron Dhori Tomar Choron Dhori Shaya Vegadami Shaya Dosha Shodhi Shaya Guna Deho Dasi Shaya Vegadami Shaya Dosha Shodhi Shaya Guna Deho Dasi Shaya Sat Sangha Todohe Amaya Tomar Choron Dhori Shaya Sat Sangha Dehe Amare Boshe Se Sanghe Royashe Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Shagar Edashe Karuna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Shagar Edashe Karuna Kori Edashe Karuna Kori Ekake Amar Ekake Amar Nahi Paibo Hari Naam Sankirtone Ekake Amar Nahi Paibo Hari Naam Sankirtone Tumi kripa kori Shradabindu diya Deha Krishna naam dhane Tumi kripa kori Shradabindu diya Deha Krishna naam dhane Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Sagar Edashe Karuna Kori Ohe Vaishnava Thakur Doyar Sagar Edashe Karuna Kori Diya Padashaya Shodohe Amaya Tomar Choron Dhori Diya Padashaya Shodohe Amaya Tomar Choron Dhori তোমার চরণ ধরে, তোমার চরণ কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার, কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আসে, কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার, কৃষ্ণ দিতে পারো তোমার শক্তি আসে, আমি তো কঙ্গাল, আমি তো কঙ্গাল, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলে দায়িত্ব পাশে পাশে, আমি তো কঙ্গাল, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলে দায়িত্ব পাশে পাশে, ও বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর এ দাসে করুণা করে, ও বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়ার সাগর এ দাসে করুণা করে, দিয়া পাদ ছায়া সদয়ে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরে, দিয়া পাদ ছায়া সদয়ে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরে, তোমার চরণ ধরে, তোমার চরণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivasa Saja Stotra Sat Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Charge Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivraja Saja Stotra Sata Sri Srimad Jivang Vesla Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Hari Das Thakur Ki Jai Prema Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Isha Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Jai Braja Bhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadip Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Javanamai Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Jai Yugadrama Harinama Mahasankritana Ki Jai Jai Sri Skan Yurik Yatra Ki Jai Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Jai Jagannath Balade Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Samabita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaura Premanande Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanan Janashalakaya Shakshurun Melitam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunavade Pashyat Desha Tarine Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Visham हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिक कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्यश पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गुरु महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रभानंदे
And the blessings of Prabhupada and also by the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here. We are conducting this fire sacrifice and our Dr. Felix will receive Harinam initiation. So it is a very important to realize that this human form of life must be engaged properly. So this is the most wonderful gift that the Lord has given in the human, in the form of human form of life. So this human form of life must be properly utilized. This is a very rare birth, and So the purpose of how to use this human form of life, that is the whole mission of life's mission. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, that verse 11 on chapter 1, that the whole purpose of the human form of life has been revealed by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. This is regarding to his question, what is the most important thing, duty that one has to perform for a person who is at the moment of death. So we are all, each one of us, at the moment of death. In other words, this body can be finished any moment. So therefore, we cannot say that, well, I have to live so many years and so I will wait. Nobody can say that. Rather, we have to realize that we are at the moment of death. In other words, death may come any moment. So this verse, Sukadeva Goswami was answering to Parikshit Maharaj. Etan vidyamananam isatam kuto bhayam yoginam nirpa nirnitam harera namanukirtanam.
So the translation says, as Divine Grace, O King, in Parikshit Maharaj, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and the fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. In other words, Sukadeva Goswami was instructing in a nutshell that what Parikshit Maharaj should do. So he was asking Parikshit Maharaj that this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the ultimate duty that one is to perform at all stages of life. And because this will bring the ultimate success for everyone in life. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami was instructing Parikshit Maharaj to his question that what is the most important duty to be performed for a person who is at the moment of death, just about to die, just about to separate this atma from this body, temporary body. So what is the most important duty to be performed? So this question is relevant for all time. This is beyond time and space. So for all ages, that this question is very relevant for us and also for the future and for all time to come. So therefore the answer is that one must simply chant this Mahamantra. So by chanting this Mahamantra, then that will bring all success and one will be free from all dangerous life. So therefore that was the answer. So therefore Krishna consciousness means that from the very moment that one gets the opportunity to be engaged, our mind, body and everything that one has in the service of the Lord. So in this way the human form of life will be properly engaged. And especially, the Lord has arranged in this cosmic world, there are these four yuga cycles, Saita, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. So these yuga cycles are arranged because of the cosmic, as a part of the cosmic manifestation. And for each millennium, it's called yuga cycle, that the Lord has also kindly arranged how to, especially the human form of life, how to deliver the human beings. Whatever yuga cycles that one is born. So in the age of Kali, that because of the symptoms of this quarreling mentality is so prominent, and so there is a misunderstanding, and there is also the shortage of life, of lifespan is very short, and at the same time, we are always disturbed from all directions. There is no peace. And so therefore, in the Bhagavad, it is said that to be born in the age of Kali is actually unfortunate. They're very unfortunate. Because of all these disturbing elements, because of all these negative elements available in the, prominent in the age of Kali. However, there's another also gift, the boon that, it's like in the Bhagavatam, also the description is given that Kale radosa nidarajan astahi eko mahan gunah kirtanareva krishnasa muktasangah parambrajat. That is another wonderful thing in the age of Kali, that So I said, although there are so many faults, so many difficulties in the age of Kali, but however, there is one great quality, eko mahan gunaha. There is one great quality. So the quality is kirtanad eva krishnasa, by always chanting about this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukta sangaha param brajat. So one can get the ultimate perfection of life. So So Kalaukat Dhari Kirtanat means by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so one will be able to reach the ultimate destination in life's journey. But this is another wonderful gift that the Lord has arranged especially for the human beings. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than 500 years ago. And for the welfare of the humanity at large in this age of Kali. So by the blessings of our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada has distributed this message, chanting of this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this gift again, throughout the world, in every nook and corner of this planet. So we are all his children. We are all, so therefore, so our life is meant to serve Prabhupada's mission in this Krishna consciousness. So by helping Prabhupada's mission, by engaging ourselves in this seva of Prabhupada's mission, in spreading this Krishna consciousness, then that will give us all the benefit. At some time, we can also make others receive this message. So that is our it's one of his seva in the mission of Prabhupada. So therefore, this is a great gift of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And so everything is done to please Him, to serve His mission, and so that each one of us will also be benefited, and at the same time, the whole world will also be benefited with this Krishna conscious mission. Prabhupada used to say in Vrindavan that I wanted to create, he said, it's called the brahmanas, or means people who are understanding about the ultimate goal of life. And so that is that was my mission. That was Prabhupada used to say like this, when he was preparing for leaving his body in Vrindavan. And he said, my mission is to create this brahmanical culture, or the culture of Krishna consciousness. So that the whole world will be, the humanity at last will be benefited by this culture. So anyone can become a brahmana, or anyone can become a sincere devotee of Lord Krishna by practicing, by being educated in the science and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So everyone will be qualified to become a devotee of the Lord. But then one has to be trained properly. One has to receive that proper education. It's called the purification process. So Krishna says that Satur Varanam Maya system, Gunakarma Vibhagasa. So this Gunakarma, that Guna means quality, and Karma means the activity that one performs. So by that process, everyone can be engaged in Krishna's seva. I mean, by the quality and by the activity that one has, that has been given by the mercy of the Lord. And that quality, if it is engaged in the service of the Lord, then it is the individual's ability, the individual's quality. So that can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Then in this way, everyone can become qualified to be a devotee of the Lord. So, Chatur Varnangmaya system, Gunakarma Vibhagasa. So, it is not that one is somehow conditioned in a certain lifestyle. No, it is by the process of purification, everyone can be brought to be engaged in the Lord's seva, in the service of the Lord. So, saying that, since this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the medicine for this age of Kali, therefore this Sankirtan movement is focused on chanting the glories of this Mahamantra, Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so the description is given that Kali, Kalir Dharma, Kali means the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, the religious principle is Nama Sankirtan. Kali, Kalir Dharma, Nama Sankirtan. The chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the Yuga Dharma. It is called Yuga Dharma. Now in this, Srila Prabhupada explains from Padma Purana, in order to take this medicine properly, then one must also be, one must safeguard. In other words, one must protect oneself from, this, to use this medicine properly. Because if the medicine is used nicely and properly, then the effect will be immediate. In other words, it will have immediate effect, results. But if the medicine is not properly taken, then it may take longer time, or the effect may be very slow. So therefore, our medicine, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in order to protect this Hare Krishna Mahamantra medicine, so the Padma Purana says that there are 10 offenses that should be avoided in taking this Hare Krishna Mahamantra medicine. So this is explained by Jiva Goswami instructs the chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be done loudly and it should be performed offenselessly as well. This is recommended in the Padma Purana. So the first offense, I just read here, the first offense is to vilify the great devotees who have preached about the glories of the Lord. In other words, one must not blaspheme, or one must not criticize anyone, especially the devotees who have given their life for preaching or for spreading, let's say, the message of the Lord. And the second offense is to see the holy names of the Lord in terms of worldly distinction. So that should be must be avoided. And the third offense is to neglect the orders of the authorized acharyas or the spiritual masters. In fact, the ornament of a devotee is actually to be always obedient, to always follow the instructions given by the Vaishnavas, especially the spiritual masters as well as by the Vaishnavas. So that is the ornament actually of a sincere devotee of the Lord. And the fourth offense to be avoided is to vilify scriptures or Vedic knowledge. And the fifth offense to be avoided is to define the holy name of the Lord in terms of one's mundane calculation. And the sixth offense to be avoided is to interpret the holy name of the Lord. And the seventh offense to be avoided is to commit sins, sinful activities, intentionally on the strength of the holy name. And the eighth offense to be avoided is to consider the holy name of the Lord in a chanting method to be equal to some material auspicious activity. And the ninth offense to be avoided is to instruct those who are not interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is important in our preaching work, that to realize that if one is able to convince in the process of in the seva of preaching, then it is by all means one should try to do that, to convince the other person. But at the same time, if one is not able to convince a person and then trying to make arguments and back and forth, so it is. So one should be careful so that one does not get entangled in that way. So in other words, if one is not interested in hearing the holy name of the Lord, so for the time being, you can. It's better to avoid instead of making arguments. Such a person, and it's better to, you can say that they please visit the temple, please come and
to honor beautiful Prasadam and wonderful Mahaprasadam, please come to the temple and then honor this Mahaprasadam. I think that's a good way to invite people instead of making arguments. And once one gets Mahaprasadam, then it is very easy to discuss philosophy. But so therefore, it's not we should not get argumentative, encounters with people. It's better not so it's better to avoid that. So the last offense, the tenth offense to be avoided is to become uninterested in the holy name of the Lord, even after hearing of the transcendental nature of the holy name. So in this way, and in taking this medicine, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra medicine, so if we avoid these offenses, then one will make quick progress in the journey of Krishna consciousness. And so we should try our best so that we do not commit these mistakes. So in this way, we chant Prabhupada's prescription is that we chant these 16 rounds on the mala, on this japa mala daily, and avoid these offenses, and also following the four principles, the regulative principles. So those principles are by being free from intoxicants. So that includes Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is also an intoxicant. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola is available in American product. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and so these are Coca-Cola also it contains caffeine. And so, such things also should be avoided. No intoxicants, because these intoxicants, when one is free from these intoxicants, our brain, our mind becomes very stable, very peaceful. Because these intoxicants kind of pollute the mind and the senses. So that's why we should avoid these intoxicants. You can make nice lassi, and then the lassi you can make little rose water that will flavor. And so that way that's a much better drink than all these unwanted drinks. So no intoxicants. And then the second regulative principle is that one must be completely vegetarian. In other words, one should not give any trouble to any innocent living beings by killing. And then some people are engaged in taking them as their food. So it should be, one must be complete vegetarian. I think today, fortunately, I think around the world, I think by the blessings of Prabhupada and by the missions of Krishna consciousness, many people are becoming vegetarian, actually, including the scientists. They say it's very very healthy. And they are realizing that about this important principle. Like many people are also not smoking. That is a good thing. That is smoking, no smoking in I think any parts of the world. So that there must be by Prabhupada's mercy must be strong influence of Krishna consciousness. So no intoxicants, and one must be complete vegetarian. And then the third regulative principle is that you must not gamble, no gambling. Because the gambling means that makes one lazy. Lazy. Because gambling means you want to get either money or something by very easy means, by without working. When one wants to get a lot of money without working anything, so that is called lazy. So the gambling makes that. That one's lazy and also dull-headed. So their minds generally, brains getting, generally people, their brains get frozen in a, their intelligence is lost by gambling. So no gambling. And the fourth regulative principle which is very important is that one should not get, you know, it is a, in the ashram, that the, in the person in the Vedic culture who had this ashram system, the Brahmachari ashram, then you have Grihastha ashram, then Vanaprastha ashram, and the Sannyas ashram. So one should cultivate this ashram life. In ashram life means, ashram actually means discipline. The simple meaning of a Sanskrit ashram means a disciplined life. So in the Vedic culture, so therefore we don't say householder, we say Grihastha ashram. Means a regulated, let's say Grihastha ashram, and a disciplined Grihastha, this household life, and it's called Grihastha ashram. So outside the this Grihastha ashram, say one should not very freely mix with the boys and girls or men and women, so that would be regarded as a not very cultured life. So one must lead into a cultured life, and so cultured life all aspects into the Grihastha. Grihastha ashram is also cultured life, but within this Varnashram system, within the ashram system, but outside that, it will not be regarded as very cultured or very clean. Therefore, this should be observed. So these four regulative principles are important for spiritual life. So in this way, following these principles and by being engaged in the Krishna consciousness mission, then one will make progress, spiritual progress, slowly, and then ultimately one will be qualified to go to back to Godhead. So that is our ultimate goal of life, ultimate purpose of life. And so this culture has been given by Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, and should be regarded as very fortunate to be part of this missionary work. Now, Dr. Felix is now taking this step to engage more seriously in Krishna consciousness. So, pray that by the blessings of Prabhupada and also by the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, he is protected from difficulties, and so that he can make further progress in Krishna consciousness. So it's like in our normal birth, that so this is called first birth. We are born by our parents. So and this is not an ordinary actually birth, the human birth. So the parents. And my karma, by my own karma, and also by the karmas of my parents, so I have got this body. This body is given as a gift by the parents. So this is called first birth in the human form of life. But the real human form of life, the Shastra says, that does not begin unless one takes shelter of a spiritual teacher. So that taking shelter of a spiritual teacher is called a second birth. It's called Dujja. Dujja means second birth. So in the Vedic culture, unless one is getting that facility, this Dujja, then the human birth is not recognized. Because this is a real human birth, is to take shelter of a spiritual teacher and get this second birth by being introduced today, Harinama Mahamantra. So that's the special qualification of the human form of life, that is qualified to take this second birth. And so by doing that, one can actually regain one's natural consciousness, the natural quality of life, the real nature of life. The real nature of life is endowed with this quality. Like Sat Chit Ananda, these three transcendental qualities, because the Lord has full And but the living entities also has a in a minute, in a very 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 minute quality. This is Satchidananda. This is qualities. This is transcendental qualities. Make up the Atma. The Atma, the real nature of Atma, is made up of by these three transcendental elements called Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Sat means eternity, Chit means knowledge aspect, and Ananda means the blissful element, the transcendental element. So these are called the transcendental elements that make up the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord, as well as the spiritual body of every living entity. These are made up, all these transcendental bodies are made up of these three transcendental elements. So that when one develops that to that state of development, then one will be eligible to go to the back to Godhead. So these are our preparations in order to get that knowledge. So the first birth, we are also given a name, the first birth by our parents, and we'll do that second part. So now I will call Dr. Felix, and so he can come and take his mala. Okay, thank you. please. Tell us the four regulative principles. And we chant how many rounds this daily? And in the Kadasi, you can chant, try to chant more rounds in the Raja. So Prabhupada will be very pleased that we are taking up this discipline. And so also it is very important that in the place where we are, now here in Zurich, is, especially Switzerland is a very important country, and materially people say it's very opulent. And but if spiritual knowledge is added, then the opulence will be meaningful. So we have to add spiritual practice, and so that way the whole world will follow the good examples. So we pray that by the blessings of Prabhupada, you can be fully engaged in the seva here in this wonderful temple, Gaurinitai, serving Gaurinitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and also all the Vaishnavas. So your name will be Pranabalavadas Brahmachari. The name of Krishna that is addressed by the gopis and also by the sincere servants of the Lord. Vallava means the object of adoration, that we have to, the Lord is the object of adoration, and to give the to give all the loves and all the attention and all the adoration. So in this way the gopis address Krishna is Pranabalava, Prananath. These are the names that. So we pray that by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, become a good servant of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. Okay.
So we can get the blessings of Prabhupada and also of the Vaishnavas. You can pay your obeisances to Prabhupada.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hari Om Sambhavitra Sambharunaha Samna Bhagavadvarima Samna Indra Brihaspati Samna Vishnu Rukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Brahmeva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Ritjam vadishyami, satyam vadishyami, tanmam avatu, tadvaktaram avatu, avatu maam.